There is no I entity. That's the first fact that we have to come to grips with. There is no entity called I. There is no individual self. This is an illusion created by a stream of language flowing through the conscious mind. If we can come to grips with this and realize the truth of this, then everything becomes easy. But if we hold on to the illusion of the I entity, then everything is very, very difficult. All of life becomes very difficult. Because that I entity is never adequate to reality. It's never good enough. And therefore, it's always in a state of anxiety. It's always worried. Will I pull this off? Will I do it? Am I good enough? Am I smart enough, pretty enough, whatever it is that one is identifying with as one's trademark, as the I entity. It's never enough. And so people spend always more and more money trying to improve their image of this I entity. Lose weight, get a better car, get a new haircut, get cosmetic surgery, whatever it is, right? Get another diploma on the wall. But it's always more, 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 because the I entity isn't enough. Why isn't it enough? Because it doesn't exist in the first place. So it can never be enough. That's the joke. But if we can accept the fact that it's an illusion, a pure construct, or an impure construct, and a construct created by other people's ideas of what the I entity ought to look like and act like. Not even the I entity's own thoughts, but implanted thoughts. Thoughts that have colonized the mind to make you feel like you're not good enough and you should be different and you should act this way and not that way and you should like this food and not that food and you should be more masculine or more feminine or whatever, etc., etc. The complexities are infinite. That's why psychotherapies are so difficult. They focus in on all these complexities. But if you jump to the spiritual level, it's all very simple. Just eliminate the I entity. Don't try to improve it. Don't try to make it stronger or better, because it's a hopeless task. And that's why any kind of therapy will take so long, especially in addition to the resistance. Okay, I heard someone today in the study group was saying that drugs work better. Well, yeah, of course they will, because the drug will overcome the resistance temporarily. The unconscious resists letting go of the entityhood. And so no matter how much progress is made, it gets undone afterwards until you have to have larger and larger doses of this chemical and it'll kill you worse than the neurosis will in the first place. But this is why alcoholics would prefer alcohol and heroin addicts would prefer heroin. No one wants to do the actual inner work of letting go of the illusion of the I entity. If you're willing to do that, all is well, instantly. Because the I entity never existed in the first place, so there isn't like a battle with it. It doesn't exist. Stop holding on to the phantom of your internal opera. And be free. At the very moment you choose to realize that you are emptiness, nothingness, the whole battle is over. So what we're doing in meditation is we are paying attention. And that's the thing that the I entity doesn't really want to do. It doesn't want to pay attention. It wants to be absorbed in its fantasies, but it doesn't want to pay attention to its own construction of those fantasies. So meditation is paying attention to the way you pay attention. And at each step, the conscious mind, actually the unconscious mind, will throw into the conscious mind an image or a signifier or a thought or a desire, an urge, etc. If instead of identifying with that and acting it out, or creating a whole chain of thought based on trying to procure whatever carrot was thrown up into the mind, or run away from whatever stick was put in there. If instead of that, one simply steps back and identifies with the consciousness apperceiving the phenomenon in the consciousness, not the object in the consciousness, but the subjectivity. And there needs to be an infinite regress, because at every moment there'll be a new one. Okay, you didn't buy this one, let's throw another one in, and another one. But if there's a constant letting go and not buying into it, to whatever identity is being thrown up into the mind, but just letting it go, and returning the attention back to the who am I? What is the I? There will be an ultimately a realization that the I is the absolute space in which it all occurs, not any entity at all. And that's when the whole flow of desire and fear dissolve, and the energy that was entrained into the pathways of desire and fear and anxiety and all the neurotic feelings, depression, etc., is liberated, and it returns to its original state. And the original state of the energy is bliss. It's divine love. It's absolute serenity and peace. It's everything you're looking for through the desire that can't be achieved, through the desire to finally be good enough, to be whole, to be whatever it is you're imagining you need to acquire in order to feel okay about yourself. So when you let go of that futile quest, there's a realization that you are already that. But the you that realizes you're already that, or the I, is not an I entity. It is the I that is the recognition of the oneness of the entire totality of existence, of the universe. There's no more separation. It is the one without a second. And that is what I am. And each of us can realize that is what I am. And in the moment of that recognition, then all of the neuroses or psychoses or other kinds of pathologies, fears, anxieties, etc., fall away. There's nothing for them to hold on to. It requires an entity, a complex, for these kinds of negative feelings to stick to. When there's no entityhood that is being affirmed, nothing can stick to pure awareness. And then one is simply the presence that is the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being not as an entity, but as the real that can never be described, never be objectified, never be known, except in this act of letting go of all attempts to do that and resting in pure beingness. Okay? So that's all we're doing when we're meditating. It's very simple. Okay, let's do it.